We've all been there. The pivotal meeting where you push forward a new idea or proposal you're passionate about. A fast-paced discussion leads to an upwelling of support that seems about to reach critical mass. And then, in one disastrous moment, your hopes are dashed when someone weighs in with those fateful words, "Let me just play devil's advocate for a minute." Having invoked the awesome protective power of that seemingly innocuous phrase, the speaker now feels entirely free to take potshots at your idea, and does so with complete impunity. Because they're not really your harshest critic. They are essentially saying, "The devil made me do it." They're removing themselves from the equation and sidestepping individual responsibility for the verbal attack. But before they're done, they've torched your fledgling concept. The devil's advocate gambit is extraordinary, but certainly not uncommon, since it strikes so regularly in the project rooms and boardrooms of corporate America. What's truly astonishing is how much punch is packed in that simple 9-word phrase. In fact, the devil's advocate may be the biggest innovation killer in America today. What makes this negative persona so dangerous is that it is such a subtle threat. Every day, thousands of great new ideas, concepts, and plans are nipped in the bud by devil's advocates. Why is this persona so damning? Because the devil's advocate encourages idea wreckers to assume the most negative possible perspective, one that only sees the downside, the problems, the disasters in waiting. Once those floodgates are open, they can drown a new initiative in negativity. Because innovation is the lifeblood of all organizations, and the devil's advocate is toxic to your cause. For more on the 10 Faces of Innovation by Tom Kelly, visit 10facesofinnovation.com, brought to you by IDEO.com. I'm Nikki Sacco. Thank you for listening.